passing 53711708.
Uso des. Everybody knows, everybody that's listening to this right now knows that the actual time is 1930 UTC, and this is the time at which we always begin doing quite a number of things. Let's make a list. One, at 1930 we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. At 1930, at 1930 we always begin to do kitty business, because here's my kitty sitting here in the kitty pit right now, staring right at me saying, what are you doing? Shouldn't we be taking a nap? Shouldn't we be doing some kitty stuff? Hi, you want to talk on the radio? No, Pippa does not want to talk on the radio today. Number three, 1930 is the time at which we begin to start drinking. And guess what I'm drinking today? If you said tea, you're going to be shocked because I am not actually drinking tea. Hi. And now my cat is smelling it and is wondering what the hell is going on. What am I drinking today? I am drinking the duck. There's some strange reasons for this. But one of them is the fact that it's really hot again today. I'm not doing super great. I need the juice. I need juice. I need vitamins. I need antioxidants. I'm not in great shape today, but it doesn't matter because nobody listens to this show on Saturdays anymore. Have you noticed that Saturdays have been really slow on SDF during this pandemical times? Yeah, it's just great. So I'm drinking the cold duck. I've had four bottles of it in my refrigerator for like 2 years. I'm like, what am I saving this for? So I'm going to power through an entire bottle of that today and hope that somehow this helps make me feel better. There is one other thing that we always do at 1930 UTC. What is that most important fourth thing? That's right. 90210. It's so bad. The only way we're going to make up for 90210 is with more numbers. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 283, number 284, number 299, number 312, number 317. Thank you.
It's a little hard to start thinking about dinner when you haven't even had breakfast yet.
I'm sorry, do you want me to fix you something? Some eggs, toast, cereal?
Bren, I'm not hungry, okay?
Yeah, I'm not hungry either. Why am I not hungry? Well, for a number of reasons. Oh, I am in some pain today, but it's starting to fade away thanks to the handful of terrible analgesics that I've taken. People are getting on my case. So you can't take that much Tylenol. You can't take that much ibuprofen. It's bad for your liver and your heart. And okay, well, if I don't take it, then it's bad for my leg and I can't walk or stand up, so I can't make food, which is an important thing to do for being a human being. Oh, and eating, that's a thing. So maybe I'll eat some food today, being as I can. I'm going to be able to walk here in about another 5 minutes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm drinking the duck, and it's very sour. But it is delicious. It is delicious. Okay. I know what you're thinking, though. You're thinking, Tobe, what about 90210? Well, what about 90210? Well, is it back on? Are we going to be able to watch it every single day and do entertaining things with Brenda and Dylan and Kelly and that horse that they have as a friend, which is weird because the whole Mr. Ed talking horse thing was trying to be remade so they go. If you don't know where I'm going with this, contact me. I'll explain it to you. But no, apparently Beverly Hills is still Beverly Hills. And I think technically normally this show is still on in the middle of the night. But today, being as it's Saturday during a pandemic when there's no sports, live TV, or any other thing worth a damn going on, they are having a Beverly Hills 90210 marathon. So, let's see. For the next hour, we got Beverly Hills. And then at 11 o'clock. And then, oh, so much for a marathon. We only get like two more episodes. And then Grumpy Old Men is on. And then Grumpier Old Men. And let me guess. Grumpiest Old Men is next? Oh, no. Then is NCIS New Orleans. So, yeah, I guess it's not really much of a marathon. But, you know, while we're up here, while we're up here in the TV schedule, we better check to see if we're going to have another Godzilla marathon, because there was a Godzilla marathon last week. How many Godzilla movies did I watch? Quite a few. But none of the new ones. I want to see Final Wars. I want to see I want to see some of the newer ones. I want to see some of the Heisei films. I really should watch Shin Godzilla again. Man, Shin Godzilla is freaky, scary, weird. Man, I tell you. If you want to see some Godzilla movies that aren't a joke, when most people think of Godzilla movies, they're thinking of the Showa era films for little kids. The very first movie was a terrifying horror movie, but for some reason they decided to sort of gear it for two children instead, and that made a lot of money. Kind of like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you would have seen the original, you would have freaked, because it was not what you think it is. It is not what it is today, that is for damn sure. But where am I going with this? I don't even know. Basically, what I'm trying to tell you all is that it's Saturday. Maybe there's Bundesliga. I think there's some Bundesliga on today. I will watch some Bundesliga. That's about all the sports I'm going to get. I'm going to drink this cold duck. And I'm probably going to have to get into the bathtub here in a while. But it's way too hot to be taking baths. And I am not a happy camper. I'm kind of a happy camper. I'm just I don't know. I'm getting bored. I'm losing my mind doing all this stupid pandemic stuff. I can't go to the doctor to get my leg looked at because of pandemics. And the pandemic is going to get me. And the pandemic and COVID-19. And yeah. These are trying times. These are confusing and trying times. And it's at times like these when I find I need wise advice. So let's ask Uncle Grandfather what he thinks about pandemics and such nonsense. Oh, he thinks I need more bananas too. Yeah, see, Uncle Grandfather is telling us to eat more bananas. That, or he's trying to tell us to listen to more melt banana. Yeah, you just heard that. That was Melt Banana with their song, Hair Cat, 'cause the wolf is a cat. Yeah. Uh-huh. And that, my friends, is the long version of their theme for Perfect Hair Forever. That's why you hear her scream, Perfect Hair Forever, at the end there, because all of this makes perfect sense. Because, you know, that's what it's all about. It's making sense. So, since it's all about sense and being smart, let's check back in with our kids in 90210.
Why do I have a feeling I'm not going to like this?
Oh, you're going to love it. It's convincing them to go along with it. That's going to be the tricky part. Go on. Okay. Today we do everything like we planned. I'm with Rory. You're with Claire. We hang out. We go to the movies. But tomorrow, we pull the old switcheroo. I'll be with Claire, and you be with Rory. How does that grab you?
I don't know, Steve.
Brandy, come on! This is pure fantasy island time. Two for the price of one.
Oh, hey, baby! You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Yeah, baby, you got girlfriend, 90210. Of course we don't. Yeah, don't act like you didn't see that coming. Oh, it only hurts when I laugh. Ow. All right, so maybe we need to get serious. Let's get serious and listen to some music. What do I want to hear? I know. We haven't done this in a while. Wagaki Bando Des with their song Ikusa, I think.
Hey!
誰もいないふわり風がないな
Wagaki Band with their song Iksa. Pretty good stuff. And I still have to wonder, what is that guitar? What is that guitar that guy is playing? Is it a baritone? Why does it have such a huge scale? What is the deal with it? Etc., etc. I have so many questions. It's ridiculous. Where's my duck? Oh, here we go. Should I be drinking such sour things so early in the day? Does it really matter? No, it probably doesn't, but hey, what are you going to do? Okay, what's next? More music. We had some XTC yesterday, and now I want some more XTC today. So let's go with Generals and Majors.
Teams.
Generals and Majors by XTC. Good stuff. I always sort of liked that song. Good stuff. But I gotta tell you something. If you're gonna have generals and majors, you're also gonna end up with Hoochie Coochie Men. So let's hear Justin Johnson doing Hoochie Coochie Man on a little resonator guitar with a slide. This ought to be good if it wants to run. Thanks, buffers. Never fails to be cool. That was Justin Johnson. He just released that. That's some good stuff. Hoochie Coochie Man. That guy just blows my mind with some of his little techniques, some of his little riffages, some of that awesome stuff that he does. I'm gonna, if I can stand up today for 5 or 10 minutes, I'm gonna play some cigar box guitar. Haven't been able to do that because I have to play standing up. I don't know what it is, but when I play some certain instruments, I have to stand up when I do it. And with my leg being messed up as it is, it's cutting into my talent increasing time, which has gone from 0% to 1.4%. Oh my God. Anyway, I should tell you something else. Today is Saturday, which means coming up here in about a minute is MJT and his sound show genre mix and discussion. So be sure to stay tuned for that. And as for me, I don't know, maybe I'll take a nap. Not during MJT's show, obviously. I mean, maybe later. I got up way too early. I feel too weird. But, you know, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, 1930, blah, 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 bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.